What is a pap test? A pap test is done to look for changes in the cells of the cervix. During a pap test, a small sample of cells from the surface of the cervix is collected by your health professional. The sample is then spread on a slide, called a pap smear, or mixed in a liquid fixative and sent to a lab for examination under a microscope. The cells are examined for abnormalities that may indicate abnormal cell changes, such as dysplasia or cervical cancer. The recommended pap test schedule is based on your age and on things that increase your risk. For most women, it is best to have a pap test every 1 to 3 years. Talk to your doctor about when to have your first pap test and how often to have this test. A high-risk type of the human papillomavirus, called HPV, is the cause of most cases of cervical cancer. In women older than 30, an HPV test may be done at the same time as a pap test. If you are age 26 or younger, you can get the HPV shot to prevent infection with the types of HPV that are most likely to cause cervical cancer. How do you prepare for a pap test? Try to schedule the test when you are not having your period, since blood can interfere with the results of the test. If your bleeding is light, you may still be able to have a pap test. Do not use douches, tampons, vaginal medicines, sprays, or powders for at least 24 hours before having a pap test. At the beginning of your visit, tell your health professional if you are or might be pregnant. If you have any reproductive or urinary tract symptoms such as itching, redness, sores, swelling, or an unusual odor, or increased vaginal discharge. If you have been performing regular vaginal self-exams, discuss any changes you have noticed with your health professional. It's also important to tell your health professional if you are using birth control, and if this is your first pap test. Also, tell him or her the date of the first day of your last menstrual period, and how long your period lasted, and mention if you have had surgery or other procedures, such as radiation therapy, to the vagina, cervix, vulva, or uterus. It's also important to tell your health professional whether you had an abnormal pap test in the past. Talk to your health professional about any concerns you have regarding the need for the test or how it will be done. If you have had problems with pelvic exams in the past or have experienced rape or sexual abuse, talk to your health professional about your concerns or fears before the exam. No other special preparations are needed before having a pap test. For your own comfort, you may want to empty your bladder before the exam.